Harry could not help himself. Abandoning his search for the snitch, he wheeled around to watch Ron, a lone figure at the far end of the pitch, hovering before the three goal hoops, while the massive Warrington pelted toward him. And it's Warrington with a quaffle. Warrington heading for goal. He's out of bludger range, with just the keeper ahead. A great swell of song rose from the Slytherin stands below. Weasley cannot save a thing, he cannot block a single ring. So it's the first test for new Gryffindor keeper, Weasley, brother of Beecher's Fred and George, and a promising new talent on the team. Come on, Ron! But the scream of delight came from the Slytherin end. Ron had dived wildly, his arms wide, and the quaffle had soared between them, straight through Ron's central hoop. Slytherin score! Came Lee's voice amid the cheering and booing from the crowds below. So that's 10-0 to Slytherin. Bad luck, Ron. The Slytherin sang even louder. Weasley was born in a bin, he always lets the quaffle in. And Gryffindor back in possession, and it's Katie Bell tanking up the pitch, cried Lee valiantly, though the singing was now so deafening that he could hardly make himself heard above it. Weasley will make sure we win. Weasley is our king. Harry, what are you doing? Screamed Angelina, soaring past him to keep up with Katie. Get going! Harry realized that he had been stationary in midair for more than a minute, watching the progress of the match without sparing a thought for the whereabouts of the snitch. Horrified, he went into a dive and started circling the pitch again, staring around, trying to ignore the chorus now thundering through the stadium. Weasley is our king! Weasley is our king! There was no sign of the snitch anywhere he looked. Malfoy was still circling the stadium just like Harry. They passed midway around the pitch, going in opposite directions, and Harry heard Malfoy singing loudly. Weasley was born in a bin. And it's Warrington again, bellowed Lee. Who passes to Pusey? Pusey's off, pass Spinnet. Come on now, Angelina, you can take him. Turns out you can't. But nice bludger from Fred Weasley. I mean George Weasley, oh, who cares? One of them anyway. And Warrington drops the quaffle. And Katie Bell, drops it too. So that's Montague with a quaffle. Slytherin Captain Montague takes the quaffle. And he's off, up the pitch. Come on now, Gryffindor. Block him! Harry zoomed around the end of the stadium behind the Slytherin goal hoops, willing himself not to look at what was going on at Ron's end. As he sped past the Slytherin keeper, he heard Bletchley singing along with the crowd below. Weasley cannot save a thing! And Pusey's dodged Delicia again, and he's heading straight for goal. Stop it! Run! Harry did not have to look to see what had happened. There was a terrible groan from the Gryffindor end, coupled with fresh screams and applause from the Slytherins. Looking down, Harry saw the pug-faced Pansy Parkinson right at the front of the stands, her back to the pitch, as she conducted the Slytherin supporters, who were roaring. That's why Slytherins all sing! Weasley is our king!